Different voice makeup.
I was a little over the top.
Can I do the other voice again?
Ate or rather bit a hole in the pills, which I thought were edible. That was on the show last week. See, you guys weren't paying attention, and thus I have to fill you in on recent developments. This is a makeup exam.
Here we go.
20.
It's caked down a little bit.
It's a show.
It's called Real Mouse. Or
Chip Stop.
Or it could be a 5, 10, 8, 4, 4, 2, 5.
And the answer to your question is 1996.
Could be Michael Pepe begging and whimpering for attention.
Wow, there's a lot of good stuff on here.
Primeval!
But Michael Pepe always acted as a force.
There's a Las Vegas lady.
It's scary.
So now you're here.
Hey, he's trying to get into KPFA
with us.
The Jerry's supernatural and mean.
And little hairs are falling
off. And that little hairy guy who's talking over a guy.
Little tiny hairs. If I can put up with those spiders in the cars, I can put up with those.
So what's happening there?
The card house robot is looking at little hairs on
Google. Now you remind me of the spiders in the cars. I wish I had.
Have you noticed that Doug always calls you, not that Doug, but the other Doug,
that
always
thug?
Calls you
many Dougs, that thug?
Cardboard robot.
It's not bored, it's just...
He thinks
I like
you're like
cardboard
a cardboard
robot, because then immediately they go to Flight of the Conchords, Dance of the Robots, and they think, that's the guy on the radio, the guy on the left, or the right?
Okay, he's on the left and the right.
Well, he's not got a political affiliation,
no.
That's what you mean. He's a happy-go-lucky kind of fella.
And he's going
who's this one you're talking about?
Yeah, the guy skipping down the road to X-Day. This caller, that's you, caller.
Oh, this is the future.
Yes, thanks.
This is Skippy X?
This is Skippy X.
Okay, go, caller.
Well, okay, thanks for signing in. We're glad you came in from the cold. We'll have you debriefed and give you some tidy-whitey.
Silly Willy, tidy-whitey, hoity-toity.
Well, let's see. We've gone in the dumper now. We've only been on 2 minutes.
What do they call particular form there, Dr. Hal? You answer guy, you.
Oh, no.
The pitter patter.
The show has begun.
Little
again.
Chitter chatter.
It's a high resolution.
Onomatopoeia.
You do, and you'll clean it up.
Hoity toity.
No, Radio Plus.
I think hoity toity is.
Radio Plus, yeah, that's it. I guess this is this one, yeah.
What about Hotsy Totsy?
Yeah, that'll work. But, man, a lot of. Dennis Ray Steckler died.
That's,
psychotronic
that's
director.
I've seen my wife.
And a couple other famous people died.
Have
recently.
You been there?
Hotsy Totsy?
Yeah.
The,
no.
The bar?
It's a place?
There's a bar. I got a ton of emails.
Oh, no, I hadn't been there.
Really nice the neon psychotronic sign outside.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to buy that space next to him.
Psychotronic doctors.
And open a
Ray
bar
Dennis
called Hoity Toity.
Now he belongs to
yeah.
the ages.
Yep.
Also, he wasn't too psychotronic, but how about Ricardo Montalban?
That's it, right.
As shuffled off his immortal coil.
Well, good morning, Philo.
Which gives us pause.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Rocknar.
There's the respect.
You say good morning, Rocknar.
To make
good morning, Rocknar.
So long
yeah.
life.
Rocknar.
General Rocknar, I might say.
No, just Governor.
Governor Rocknar, I might
get
add.
Those distances.
But,
did I add general by
the
accident?
The oppressor's wrong.
No, well, maybe
or
I...
was it intentional?
The proud man's country.
Who can understand these things?
I don't know. I haven't got no cliff notes for him.
The insolence of office.
Well...
At least that's what's in the script you wrote for me, you know, battlefield promotion.
Right, right.
Battlefield promotion.
So how are the seeds going this year, Governor Rocknar? Who's seeding now?
Tiny seeds.
The
seeds still
are,
from
they
the
must
I really
like
the idea of the, you know, the basketball and seeds and
Luke basketball
teams
and the
and
seeds. They hit the top of the chart.
Are seeded
the seeds
for
are going to bloom in March.
Yeah, okay, good.
But many record producers
when March comes around, that's when we'll go into March Madness time. We'll need a new synopsis of what who's
going to
be seeded where this year.
Can we just leave?
To grow
into
a green and verdant garden.
The show just goes.
Where further seeds
what show? This show? The puzzling evidence show?
My roommate from military school said, every once in a while, you guys change your Fisher Price.
Seeding the seething soil.
It's like, oh.
Oh. Oh, ho.
Ho, Michael.
Crawl with bloated bugs of every description.
This is the Puzzling Evidence Show, and you're listening to KPFA.
This is Joy Buzzer.
Or something
Glass,
like it.
Our two copious chorus.
KPFA.
Oh, this is a...
Somebody stop that man. Oh.
So I wish I'd brought my mouse.
Right.
Oh, wait, here it is. It's in my pocket.
Don't release that unsanitary creature in here.
Now, are you sure he's unsanitary? How do you know he hasn't been taking his...
How do you know he doesn't have...
Could be one of those hypoallergenic...
Virulent plagues.
So what is the root word of sanitize?
See, just, this should... Sanatorium. The cover art
sanity.
Sanity, that's what I thought.
Sanatorium.
Restricted. The cover... This piece of cover art
so
should be framed.
Sanitation.
Frameable.
Isn't that that's great? Great. Yeah. That's
course,
that's from...
Santa Claus.
Isn't that... what was her name? Tana Sultana.
Tura Satana.
Tura Satana.
Tana Satana.
Welcome,
like
Ragnar.
That's like a drag
Welcome
queen.
On the moon.
Welcome, Ragnar on the moon. It says
yes,
it here on the...
Governor General Ragnar Reverend has Drummond? Reached the moon.
Dr. Yeah, Howell.
Yes.
Man, it's just piling
man
up.
Man has reached the moon. But what was it?
Yeah, what did it look
I have
like?
I have a question.
Yes?
Yeah, I've been... Well, I recently saw
here it comes.
Yeah,
here we go.
Live.
Exactly. A preparatory.
And I was just wondering, have you guys ever considered doing
launch.
Live streaming video over the internet?
We
you
did,
mean,
but
you mean look, the show?
Our faces are too horrible to
well,
be seen.
Also, as
horrible.
They
think about what you're asking for.
Yeah,
a bunch
like,
of guys going,
like
blah, 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 blah,
blah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, you just want to see these guys talking heads.
A horrible
I remember the first time I saw Phil Hendry, it's like, oh, no, I don't want to do it this way.
Oh, really?
I loved Phil Hendry until I saw him, and I never listened again.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just blew the whole, I don't want to see people on the radio.
No, but we have considered it.
And it's probably someday.
And actually, you can go to a YouTube site, Philo Drummond, and there's a few 10-minute chunks of the show.
Especially the last one in Berkeley.
Now, do you remember the first time you heard Hendry's show? Did you hear it just, you didn't know anything about it?
Yeah.
He totally caught me the first time I heard him.
The thundering herd.
And I was immediately hooked.
Galloping cattle.
Yeah. I, once...
To this caller,
and Philo had to clue me into what was going on. I still didn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it.
He should take
but it was true. It was all Hendry.
Dr. Hal and puzzling evidence and Philo.
Yeah.
And he should take those photos
and drown them in the deep sea.
We should.
Spoons, put the spoons into bottles.
Okay.
Spoons, bottles.
Yeah.
This is really labor intensive.
Float them in the bay.
Are we going to have to ship this out to China?
I'm writing this down.
Let's outsource this to India.
What are you talking about? Spares.
Is that for somebody? If you got a spare, I'll take it.
Here, I'll just put this down on the.
If when he's finished, if you have any spare,
let's clear a little space for our friend.
Then this 20 film collection will include.
It'll include the very best of the Kingston Trio, 30 great hits from 1957 to 1967.
Who's that? Who just died?
Ricardo Montalban.
The prisoner, number 6.
Patrick McGoohan.
Ricardo Montalban.
Ray Dennis Steckler.
Patrick McGoohan died too?
Yeah.
Forrest J. Ackerman.
Oh, not Forrey.
Yes, they got Forrey too.
There's a great interview on the web with Patrick from 1977. You should look it up.
We must fill the spot.
I will. In fact, I'm going to do that right now.
Do you think you do?
This is really exciting.
Is set he up a web? Skyping and Twittering over there?
follow me.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow me. Go so fast when you're Twittering.
Yeah, you wouldn't
are
like
you,
what
you
saw.
Are you on
saw.
Twitter?
Does anybody know about that movie?
Spinoche,
New York?
Spinoche. Oh, Synecdoche.
We may do it, but we're going to do it with masks on,
like
so you won't know who's who except by what mask they're wearing.
Really?
Let's
do it.
Sounds like a condition.
Rug abuser? You mean like Hitler? You're Twittering now?
No,
I'm Twittering.
No, darling.
Man, I can't stand this.
I'm Twittering.
I'm so old, I only do one thing at a time.
Warm them facially.
I'm slow.
Are you on Twitter?
The slow cooked method is the best as it rushes across
not,
Twitter.
Oh, I am,
MySpace,
but I don't have it.
Your
all
face,
I did was build an ID, and
that's are
it.
You
What's
now?
You know, bandwidth is only measured as well as you can measure it.
Zwelp, whelp, yelp.
So you have
and,
a FaceSpace account?
Yeah,
FaceSpace.
But right now, don't forget on MyBook, you can go out to MyBook and you can book your face out.
My
there.
Face!
And once your face is on there, they'll take it apart. they'll make it into a
hands off
loaded
my
into
face.
Facial recognition software.
Oh, right, I thought I recognized your
right
face.
I recognize Ivan Stang.
Around the corner.
And
Hitler,
you can just relive the days of
the sergeant May
those days over and over again.
I'm going back to Dockstock 81.
I that was like before most of the people.
Every time I look at your face, it makes me want to go around the corner.
Here's Janer's girlfriend backing her Chevrolet into the swamp.
Oh, why did she do that? Why?
Hero
why?
Tank Queens holding the tank of church air for hostage.
Yeah, that's not the way I heard it.
You would have to give up your soul just to enjoy yourself for one moment.
Apparently.
What would the density of church air be?
Oh, yeah.
That's why we need.
Oh, someone's leaking right now. Looks like
this is totally out of control.
Definitely, Bouncing Boy is losing air.
Now,
never mind, man. It's just a ringing in my ears.
Each one of these has that grindhouse.
In fact, I came within a hair of bringing church air to tonight's show.
You were going to bring
each one of these has that grindhouse. That thing that they play
that
the bad
would be a first for our show.
It would be.
With the realistic sound effects,
They did at the beginning.
Sound
of,
realism in full stereophonic sensorized sound.
I went down to shoot the girls. You know, it was I forget who. Twilight Vixens at the Parkway. La la la. Shoot the thing.
And how
and,
proudly you watched.
I think I'll stick around and watch.
Twilight
you know, I don't like Tarantino that much, but I'll stick around and watch that in that first grindhouse.
Those broad stripes and bright smears.
Did you love it?
It was just like going back to '77. Big splices.
'77.
Really neat experience in a theater. Unexpectedly.
Oh, unexpectedly.
So look, that's what each one of them opens up to. So you can play it like.
Why, it's just like
grindhouse experience, and it plays the trailers and everything, and then it plays them both like a double feature.
Opening slowly.
It's nice.
I played that that scene about those Indians. I forget. But how was
Indians?
Dr. Hal, or someone? How was the way I can?
That's you, Puzzle.
Yeah, let my brain.
Yeah, I'm someone now. I'm climbing up there.
Light your brain.
Be someone.
How can I always have REM sleep when I go to bed?
You want to light your brain
you
on fire?
You want to have sweet dreams?
Light his brain on fire. Okay, stand back, Philo. You got your lighter?
Yeah.
Go ahead and light his brain.
Well, wait a minute. He's got to ask. Turn his head.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, and he has to have
kindly.
That frizzy hair. And he has to be lighting a cigarette when he turns his head so that his hair catches on fire. And then I'll have my hand in my pocket. I'll have my hand in my pocket and holding a beer in the other hand. So either I'm going to pour the beer on his head or I'm going to blow it out with my super breath. And so I chose the super breath.
You can't do your special trick.
And I blew his hair out.
You were talking about this exact same scenario.
Is this the scripted?
Yeah, this is the
script. See, that's what happens. We rehash some of our best material over and over again.
Rehashing the squid list.
Can I get
including the part
here?
Where I blow up the collar.
You know what's funny? My name is Ten Reed.
Yeah.
Well, that is a thigh slap.
That's pretty funny. I'm going to have to blow you up now, though.
Ten Reed?
Yes,
bye. See ya. Bye.
Okay, let's... Oh, dear. That is an unfortunate...
Have you ever seen Horror High? That one looks good. I wish I had that one.
Did you say Horror High?
Horror High. It was
I
like
went
a,
there.
Yeah. Crown International.
Did someone
help
say
me,
X-Day?
Yes, we say X-Day a lot here.
Yes,
X-Day is one of the most frequently said two words in a connection with each other.
Hey, Rocknar, call back again.
This is Philo. Yes, this is Philo. Please go ahead with your question.
I'll say this to Philo. It's true. I may smile over...
This is getting really weird, folks.
What year?
Jim Stop, are you out
What year did what start in?
Gulf War One.
Some kind of weird CB radio.
Gulf War One. Oh, well,
I
that was
now.
The first Gulf
91?
War. Operation Desert 91. Storm.
Were you in Philo in 91?
In Philo, California,
were
the
you
town?
In? Yes.
By Lake Philo.
Were you inside
in
Philo?
Philo
in
Township.
I don't think I was.
You were.
No.
I have always assumed that you were the man with the Australian Shepherd.
Better than a German
I
shepherd.
In
the, power glove,
this is
so bad.
The state park in Philo.
Huh.
By the old silo.
It was on.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. Was it a friendly encounter, I hope?
Five lambs and two ewes.
So that my namesake would.
I was Dogwood.
A clam bake.
You were Dogwood?
Layer cake.
Dogwood.
or was
dogless. You were dogless.
My
okay.
dog had died.
Dogless and bottomless.
Uh-huh.
Florida.
And Philo had the Australian Shepherd. Yes. And Philo.
At least he didn't have the bunt cake.
Okay, it wasn't.
Okay, we're taking notes.
It wasn't
here.
Me personally, but if it was someone named Philo, then
we'll be right back with Radio Mystery.
Not that it wasn't me personally thing again.
No.
It was just a dogma.
Dogma? I'll give you dogma.
All right.
I'm not going down that next day.
Is Rocknar going to X Day?
Don't go down that primrose path. Well, Rocknar, if you're still listening, are you going to X Day or will you be somewhere else at that
vampire's
time?
Orgy is where he's going.
Not the vampire's orgy.
Orgy of the blood weavers.
We're pouring blood all over the control board. Jeez.
Don't go in the outhouse.
A little club soda, get that out.
That's a bucket of blood on there.
Don't look in the attic.
Keep your black litter.
Don't go look in the basement either. No, don't go looking in the basement. I told you that before. And don't go into the woods.
Stop that crazy.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Mm.
Not the people in the basement, the people under the stairs.
I know you play that Western documentary, but how do I get the best REM type...
Remote control, electronic mechanism.
Show. That was the show just before.
An
was,
REM
I missed that
sound hook
the
for
REM
your band?
Best of hits in 1987.
Now I am. Yeah, look, the movie. The movie's
come on,
ladies and gentlemen, REM.
Let's go get some popcorn. Yeah, well, that meant it was a break. Yeah, yeah. That's the music. I love that. And that was in Grindhouse.
Look at that groovy image there.
I don't even know where the sound comes out on this thing. Or even if it does come out, it could. It might not even come out.
Is there a show over there?
Well, it might be an ineradicable rash.
Is that really just in your ear canal?
I want to talk about X Day.
Enough kinder loving care over time.
Well, you need to run some
intermittent. Yes, the softer side.
Some Pat Benatar song.
Actually, you could go out to that same website I mentioned earlier, and there you can watch just hour after hour of snack bar trailers. Beckoning you to come to the snack bar
floating
between
candy
before
bars,
the next feature.
Chocolates and caramels, too, with rich milk chocolate covering the caramel.
In fact, I think I may have to go out there.
Peanuts and a base of creamy, chewy nuts.
Start my wireless connection.
You go to the snack bar right
of
now?
Sugar sprinkles.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the snack bar and
you'll flip
load
out
up on Jujubes.
And you'll enjoy a $100,000 bar from Robco.
Okay. Wow, there's some... What was that one with the cow in it?
Milk Duds.
Milky Way? Oh.
I'm going to have some delicious black jerky.
Indeed, Rocknar
so
is.
So, there is a geometry quiz
don't
on Friday.
Don't answer the phone.
Don't go into the bathroom. Don't go to the store.
Don't change your pants.
Really?
Don't turn on the light.
We said don't turn on the light.
I told them, but they turned it on anyway.
Don't say this
word.
Come
on, let's go this way.
Don't chew with your mouth open. Keep your elbows off the table. Were you born in a barnyard?
Don't say don't.
See, you shouldn't say shouldn't because you're actualizing self-realization. Won't say won't, and you gotta say could, but you couldn't or shouldn't say couldn't.
Don't talk back to your elders like that.
Oh, this is Jocelyn.
Are you
Elder,
like a bad guy on the Batman show or something?
Bad guy.
I gotta go get the phone. 8484 Dr. Aaron.
Okay, we're pinned down. We can't get there.
I know what you mean.
Al says he's pinned down in the front of the show.
Yes, I know what you meant last summer.
I know. I know that you mean you heard me scream.
I know what you did in the woods.
When you answered the phone last summer in the woods.
I saw you last
summer. You killed the mail last summer.
You killed the mailman and I know it. Whoops, I gave it away.
Got something.
Or,
I know you thought you knew what you did last summer, but I saw what you did last summer, and it's not what you said you did last summer.
I saw you do what you thought you said you would do last summer, which is actually something else that you forgot.
I saw you scream at that one person last summer because you were so pissed off last summer.
Yes, I saw you do all
even though you don't even acknowledge it.
I have to say, honestly, it made me uncomfortable to see all this stuff.
What if your name was Summer and you were like the last one in line?
And what if it was Summer 1960?
Montague Summers and Donna Summer and George Summers.
And Summertime.
And the
it's
living
just
is
dangerous.
Fish is jumping and the cotton is high. Now your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking.
Ride with us to the day of 1973.
Everything.
Is this Swingin' Love Corpses? One time I had a Swingin' Love Corpse festival on one of the long 5-hour shows years ago, and I ran around the building all night because I didn't say anything. I just played Swingin' Love Corpses.
Wow. Man.
That was fun.
That is
nothing
cool
to do. All the human did was change tapes.
How many laps did you do?
Now I'm showing you Super 8 of that. We've got a transmission error, so the show will not be heard at this time. Instead, we bring you this caller.
Excuse me, I didn't have a chance to call in last week, but
that's
I was wondering,
right,
since you spiritual folks could, if you have any information on how I can spiritually understand Jim Woodring's comics.
Well, spiritually, huh?
Yeah.
Now that would assume that you had a spirit, correct? Is that, would we have to presuppose that you do actually inhabit or have some attachment to some ethereal being you call a spirit?
Coming into, meeting that, yes.
Okay. All right. So we got that clear. We've got that sort of laid the base groundwork. Now we can say we're in a common reference point. We can build on
from
there.
Right?
We
can build a bridge to the future
of the human soul.
A bridge across America to the future to help this young man find spiritual awareness.
Also, have you seen the Sally Krushank animated film? Don't
I want to say at this time human
Sally
soul
Crookshank,
is what we were speaking of.
Sally Krookshank,
the animator.
You know what I like about Wikipedia? It doesn't really have any sort of spelling directing thing.
But Sally Crookshank's name is spelled the same way as that of Crookshank the artist.
They're all high on PCP, actually.
PCP?
Who is that? Show guys?
Yep.
Oh, really? Show guys.
They're high on show all the time.
They're high
on the
themselves,
show.
That's
they're
for sure.
They're stuck on show.
On hundreds of radiation-inducing
that's for
cells.
Darn sure.
They're like really, like, totally
they're
bloated.
Totally OD'd
egomaniacs.
Totally bloated.
Each one stroking each other in a massive circle jerk of
ego.
Egos.
Circle K is
stroking
on your way.
That's all it is. That's all they do on that show. I've tried to listen
acting
to
like a grown-up, even when it hurts.
They don't do that. They especially don't.
Since
do that.
You two can't behave, we're not buying ice cream tonight, right, Dad?
So, speaking of Sally Krushank, is the show somewhat like a hole in time?
Well, we
a time hole,
do
you mean?
Experience that fluctuating phenomenon. Some people call a time hole from time to time. We aren't at the moment, but it has been known to happen, and I don't believe we've ever had any complaints in that regard.
But you're right. It's a time hole. And you drop right in.
It's a time
and the show
dump
becomes what it is.
Drop a temporal right vacuole, which opens and closes.
Oh, that used to be my neighbor's CD.
Really?
Until it fell into the show.
Yeah.
You can't do...
You can claim mineral rights.
You can save money and time now.
Time variation.
And don't
mineral
forget,
rights.
Time is money.
Pulses.
And if time is money and you can save money and time, then money
thing
must also
I guess
be time.
What I was going
to
say.
To perform
if
you
have
oh, no.
time
I think
travel,
if you have
it is necessary to modulate these
specific
money
items
can be bought for the price of time.
Summer, please
time
play them.
Times money.
A time machine does not destroy,
money
but rather
square
diverts these essential.
Now, there's just a short time remaining, so visit your snack bar. Get more out of life.
Theoretically,
come
it might be said to slide between
them. To our show.
If you're going to go to the snack bar, can you give me a Donna Summer?
There is the passage of time
swinging
vehicles.
Swinging
Pink Boy. Backwards and forwards in time.
Card house robot.
In fact, give me a harm the time.
Jamba Juice?
Yes.
Okay.
By weakening it.
And how about you, Dr. Hal? What did you want?
Fistulas.
Fistula.
Okay. Fistula, okay.
A fistula for Dr. Hal.
Delicious.
Delicious. So now you want a fistula soup or fistula tea?
Well, how about a few dollars more? No, I was talking about a gas.
And you'll be glad to know that we provide a bottle warming service at the refreshment center.
Applesauce.
Sweet.
Well, there is a giant can of applesauce right outside this door, ladies and gentlemen.
And that butter we put on the popcorn, that's real butter.
I can't believe that's real butter.
We melt down sticks of butter get from the grocery store.
I can't
one
believe
stick
it's
put a stick in there.
I can't believe
get a stick.
Butter.
You
get
better
a
believe
stick
it,
yourself.
Buddy.
Get a stick.
Buddy,
oh, all right.
You better believe it's butter.
Stick it.
Get a pat of butter, and do it, Pat.
Escaped
orangutan.
Is it snack
from
time now?
A zoo created havoc.
We need the intermission song, the Let's All Go to the Lobby thing.
Yeah. Let's all go to the music. Let's all go.
That's
to
coming
the
up in just a second.
Let's all go to the 80s.
I'm taking
and
a
have
quick breather,
ourselves
so I'll be ready
snack.
To dive right snack. Into my work full speed.
How many
ahead.
drive-in theaters are there in the U.S. right now?
Like 36.
Okay.
No, really?
I don't know. Yeah, I would like. I was
that, look
curious.
Up on Wikipedia
yeah, I know.
Because I said that it just immediately went into Wikipedia.
Drive dash.
Because whatever happens on the show becomes Wikipedia.
Or is it supposed to be underscore?
I hope they're more than 36, but
I'm sure they're. No, I'm not.
Okay, I found the site here. How many drive-in theaters are left in the U.S.?
How about drive-by theaters?
You just type that into Google.
Google
says,
look at that. Google all over everything.
Around 1950, at the height of their popularity, there were about 3,775 drive-ins in the U.S.
I loved them. I had a great time.
As of December 1997, only 815 screens remained. And what was that?
15.
That was 11 years ago, so I would doubt there's even half that many now.
Yeah.
So I just had another cup of liquid slack and thought about drive-in theaters.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, the second search puts the number of theaters in Boston Globe puts the numbers of theaters still in operation at 432 nationwide. I was pretty close just by my guess of saying, I bet there's less than half that.
It'd be interesting to see the distribution of the theaters across the U.S.
37 drive-in theaters have reopened since 1990.
Yes, it might be a drive-in.
And 22
only one
new ones were built.
Cool.
And last year, the number of drive-in movie screens increased by 3. So there's a reversal in the trend.
Yeah,
that's right.
And Puzzling Evidence and I have actually gone to one of the local drive-ins.
What did you see?
We saw several double features.
All
they were great.
All new movies,
all new
movies,
blockbusters.
And actually, we should go back. We should think of revisit that idea when it gets warm to have a big block party of sub-gub demies at the drive-in.
Yeah, and cook food
because
like
you get
we
two
do,
spaces and a space in between, and that looked like fun.
Hide people in the trunk,
and you socialize as well as watch bad movies.
Then you drink alcohol.
That's right,
or whatever your favorite adult beverage.
And you lie on a blanket under the stars,
eggnog.
Listening to the movie.
And various subgenius demigods would crawl in the back of the van for various reasons. I just thought I'd say that.
Yeah.
Back just like a scene.
Back this is a nice, but that is a nice search. It does yield several interesting.
On drive-ins.
Yeah, when you look for what's the number of drive-in theaters, or how many drive-in theaters are left in the U.S.
Don't even go to Wikipedia, man. That site, that page is anemic.
No, I wouldn't go to Wikipedia for that.
Anemic.
Something
Wikipedia
this way comes.
Anemic is a good,
Anemia is endemic. You know, canceling an airline ticket has gotten more expensive.
Yeah, and not only that, you can't even fly on an airline anymore without paying extra money to check your bags.
Yes, that's an alarming development.
They're still doing that, huh? Even though gas prices are down.
My last airport excursion cost me an extra $60 when I got to the... Because I had four bags.
That's most disturbing.
That wouldn't have changed anything, but at least I would have... And I was prepared. I brought, like, you know, a piggy bank, a child's piggy bank with me that I was able to smack open there and fish out the quarters.
The quarters, yeah.
And pennies and dimes and little child's.
And there's a subway that takes you to your flight. At internet, subgenius
that,
international.
That's our child
portion. Well, you know, I wanted to find out more about the Overman.
The Overman?
The origin of the Overman.
On July 1st,
the round-headed subgenius demigod guy.
The first
that
day
is charged with talking to the aliens.
Right. Well, there, you know, there's
57,000.
You're talking about not what's printed
British
in the book, the actual words that are in the book.
It doesn't matter, really. I'm just always curious about the origins, you know.
It was the worst disaster ever to have befallen
the
British
Overman
army
was,
in its entire history.
You know, close friend of Bob, so he's contacted early in the process. The Overman received, he became the Overman because he did actually receive landscaping by the Tibetan Lamas, which opened his third nostril, allowed him to whiff read the psi stench aura of those around him. That early act, that opening up of the third nostril, requires huge sinus cavities, and as such it caused an expansion in his cranial cavity that brings it to look amazingly like the Buddha that you often see at Chinese New Year festivals. And so when he's in the Overman transformation stage, he's also, those sinuses are so large that they become receptors for space transmissions. And at that point, not only is he able to whiff read the psi stench aura of those of the people around him, not even in you know, not necessarily just in close proximity,
vast crowds,
but he can also use those massive sinusoid cavities to pick up extraterrestrial transmissions. I know it sounds strange, it sounds odd, who would have known it? Nobody was sure they could even believe it for so long until they saw the physical evidence. They saw some of them witness the transformation. And I know that these days the transformation has happened less and less, and I can't even remember the last time it happened.
Well, but it happens. It sneaks up on you. That's
it does
why,
sneak
why you
up
can't
on
remember.
You.
You can't remember because it's stealthy. That's
and
why.
And now I can't smell anything hardly. I mean, I really have this difficult time differentiating between perfume and cologne or any type of smelly thing. And if it's something has a slight aroma, I can't smell it at all. Once in a while, my smell will return to me. My sense of smell will return to me, and it's like a bright spring day. Everything is amazing. I can't believe
day.
The
and we're going to sing about
things that I discover just through my sense of smell being reawakened. So,
oh, it's wonderful. It's like a flower
it
opening
is.
Its petals.
And it's someday, I know, it's reminiscent of that transformation stage that happens so infrequently these days. So intriguing. And yet, if and when it does happen again, those alien transmissions, I'm sure, will fire right back up.
Aliens, eh?
So there is the connection. Is that explanatory?
Where does Overman come from?
That really does a good job.
The Overman.
That's
a result of the transformation, the enlightenment that's received from the opening of the third nostril.
Gotcha. In Malaysia, Dobbstown.
Has something to do with.
Cares who with, wears know, the pairs of dead man's pants that dance.
Holy
man.
And landscaping.
Landscaping and acubating, yes. Part of the compromising and illicit.
Did you see On the Bay Bridge long ago?
The basis of my
what about On the Bay Bridge?
Stories, highlighting.
Oh, no, this is one you sent just recently? No, I didn't see that.
Success in sex.
But I have it. I'm going to go to it. I'm on
What should you be doing landscaping now? It's 22 below zero.
Where?
That's just when you
Chicago?
Want to get
it.
Is that where you are?
Land is frozen. Wow. And,
you're
you
in
can,
Chicago.
Get a, a purchase.
31 below with the wind chill.
21, 31 below or 21 below?
41
below.
Dormant.
41 below. Oh, wow. Man. You know, I actually have been in Chicago when it was like 6 below, and this guy, I can't imagine what it's like. You don't go outside in that weather at all.
Man. Oh, yeah, you do. I do.
You do?
I mean,
yeah,
you gotta
I
walk.
Would.
You know, I
yeah,
don't
I mean, there's a way to do it, but, yeah, I mean,
you have to definitely be wearing your long johns, right?
Oh, yeah, like three pair of pants and four shirts. And
right, there's a way
yeah.
to do it. And
there's a way to do it.
You have to do it that way.
Yeah, and I would do it that way, too, and then you get to wipe.
So what happens?
You put Vaseline all over your face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah,
you put cigarette filters in your nose, and
yep.
you put on Indian war paint.
There's a lot of things you got to do.
And you bring a coat hanger for protection.
But once you get them all on, you're ready, man. You're ready for action.
Big battle axe, too. Just
big plastic bag like over your face.
A big battle axe? Wait,
yeah.
One time I was in Chicago, and I was in this building there that's, like, so tall.
Which one?
Hancock?
Hancock.
Hancock.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
And you're in the Hancock, I'm
Stop.
In the Hancock building, and I look oh, over damn. Through one of the windows up there, and there's this thunderstorm coming at the building,
oh.
you know? And it's like this unbelievable thunderstorm hits the building and then just kind of passes over, and it's one that, you know, it's just a little rain shower up at
rain
down at street
shower.
Level.
What's great about those buildings is in the middle of storms, they start shaking.
Yeah, this one started
yeah.
shaking and swaying. Oh,
there
man.
Was that building is interesting, too, because it's had a rash of suicides over the past, like, 40 years.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Coincidence or conspiracy?
Chris Farley died in there, among others.
Chris Farley died in the Hancock building?
Yeah, like the 40th floor, I believe.
Huh?
Well,
what is the Hancock building?
Unlucky 40th
it's in Chicago.
Floor.
I know, but wait, is it an apartment or
back
business?
In
it's both. It's both, one of those combined usage type buildings, but it's, what is it, 60 stories or something? Higher than that, 80-something maybe?
Wow.
I'm going to have to look it up now. I'll just Google it here.
All right.
Beat
boom. Yeah, okay.
H-E-I, height of Hancock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. I see. Yeah, uh-huh.
Building.
Yeah, yep. Uh-huh.
Here I go. I'm looking. Hear me typing?
All right, here we go.
That's a lot of typing.
Yeah, well, you have to do that on the air as we fight. Computers.
It has a height of 1,500 feet, which is 457 meters. Let's see how many floors it has.
Fight! Fight!
Let's see. This is it.
Oh, it's that
It's a 100-story building.
Yep, that's a big building.
100-story
right
building, yeah. Yeah, just slightly smaller. Let me tell you, when you get up to 80, 90 floors, it's a creepy feeling.
It
I can't
is.
Imagine the people that work there every day.
Oh, God, yeah. And especially, I mean, you're sitting in the dock after 9/11, especially. I mean, what are you
going to,
you know?
I remember I ate on that in that restaurant on the 95th floor.
Yeah.
What is it called? The Windows on the World?
No, that was at the Hancock Center.
Oh, that one.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Castle, check out all store buildings.
Handle, will do, handle. Captain.
Yeah. I never got a, I mean, it was always a cloudy view, though, when I was up there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you're kind of close to, well, you're not that close to cloud level, but you're closer. So.
Also features America's highest indoor swimming pool on the 44th floor.
That's good to know.
Just for the sake of novelty.
Yeah. It's good to know that we're coming out. That are you now? You're picking us up on the radio or the internet?
On the internet. I don't think I could pick you up on, well, unless you got like a short wave bridge here.
Yeah, and then it's got to get over the mountain.
Yeah. Well, you know what I could do? I could like broadcast on like a low power micro FM or something and take the internet signal and send it out yonder.
Well, I'm glad to know that we've got some listeners.
Don't you have listeners in, like,
Australia? They're listening very
Australia.
Attentively
all over
from
the world.
Cryptic signs.
It's a strange,
often
strange...
On KBB.org.
In our...
And 94.1 KBB in Berkeley.
KFCF in Fresno. KZFR
in Chico.
And don't forget KPFA.org on the internet.
On the
internet.
Where there are plenty of podcast
podcast, odd arc bits, oddball archive.
Go back several years. They're just right there on KPFA.org.
Some might call them god-awful, but others might
And don't forget, there's plenty of show links on quiveringbrain.com. They're hard to find. I know it's a very poorly organized web page. Believe me, I've taken the criticism. But very soon, with the help of some excellent some genius
keep watching the skies for the pod people.
Then what happens? Folks. Oh, for the pod people.
Yeah.
Two little pod people.
Then the pods
Those
will
odd
invade
pods.
You. You'll be living on pods.
Oh, I thought you said pod people.
Behind
sorry.
The pods. Right, Joe. The star.
It's the pod galaxy.
Pod people.
Lost religious history of the pod galaxy.
I know, pretty lame.
So I think I'm going to watch a different movie. This one's kind of bumming me out.
How do you have the time to watch all these?
I'm watching them right now while we're on the show.
On YouTube. There's a movie called Crazy Love, hour and a half long. It's definitely worth watching. It's pretty amazing.
I'm going to watch. Let me see.
How can you get anything done?
I think I'm going
to
watch Black Candles plus Evil Eye.
Well, I've got Octopus
what? How many
2,
movies?
The final atrocity.
You watch two movies at once?
Yeah.
I can watch many movies
at once. You have two eyes, why not?
This is not like the latest computer animated movie.
Just two halves of your brain, why not?
Okay. There we go.
So you know that one that has Keanu Reeves in it, right?
Yep, Point Break.
No.
Let's talk about Point Break. No, caller. I think we should talk about
not
Point
about,
Break.
That's not
Point not about Break. Any other movie that he's ever been
Matrix?
In.
Matrix?
Point
no,
Break.
No, that's...
Bill and Ted?
Nah. I think
you
Point
haven't
Break.
Seen anything
the
until you've
Earth
seen Point Break.
Yeah. I've seen Point Break.
Yeah, Point Break.
It should be in the
it's
double
got
feature.
Patrick Swayze.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yes.
And then you get all the Point movies in
I won't
one
watch
show.
Anything with Patrick Swayze in
Bram Stoker.
That's a good
Bram Stoker's Dracula. Yes, Keanu Reeves was in.
Just a good rule of thumb.
I'm getting all confused here.
Patrick Swayze equals no.
A magical
but then you
interlude?
Would miss. Then you would miss Donnie Darko
and Red Dawn.
Donnie Darko
and Red Dawn together. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Patrick Swayze. He was in Donnie Darko. Yeah,
he was. He shows he's a good egg.
I forgot about that.
That's not like Waltz with Bashir.
This guy's still
not
doing
like
his show over there on the side.
Dude, we're still talking about Point Break here.
Patrick Swayze and Kurt Russell separated at birth.
What if Patrick Swayze
Earth?
Played Hornblower?
Yes, that could easily eclipse Benny Goodman.
But Waltz with Bashir, that's one that's a really good one. It's not like...
That just shattered all my illusions
one.
Of the 40s.
Try again, Frenchie.
The 1840s, that
I
is.
Could hear it over
I,
here.
And I actually got totally addicted to all the Hornblower BBC
not punched
York.
A cannonball hole through the
YouTube,
railing
so
here and
shattered.
Across
week.
The way to
and in the Hornblower,
the captain,
in the old days
see.
With your naval officer,
captain,
you're thrown
you
in the hole
right?
How about now?
By the enemy. You know, in normal times, they would shit and piss on you, and it was a real... Hellhole, a horrible place
hell
to be.
Hellhole,
but
Cal
when Hornblower comes out after a month of that, he doesn't even have a beard. And he's just fine.
Well, he found an old shell.
That just shows to go, you man.
I know. So, you know, nothing will prepare you for the disappointment of 2009. I think that's
nothing will prepare you for how catastrophic everything is going to get. But how much did we deserve it?
Yeah.
Nothing
we are not prepared
for
how much we deserve.
For how much we deserve.
Oh, see, I'm not prepared for that.
No, I'm not even talking,
this
including me
prepared.
And the we. I'm just speaking
metaphorically. Well, you can get the demerits for being unprepared.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing a show in here.
Is this the data mine?
The bloodiest, most violent we've ever felt.
Looks
go.
Violent.
Listeners all over
I
the world.
Not
but
to
no
murder
listeners
as many
in the
people
Southern
this
Hemisphere.
Year. That's my
happens?
New Year's rule. I resolve that.
That's I just good, don't listen to the
that's
show.
That's a good rule of
I
thumb.
I resolve not to murder nearly as many people
you're
this year.
You're a sweetie.
Aw.
Look at that. Look at that.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, everybody should have a New Year's resolution they think they can keep.
I guess, I'm going to mow the lawn every day.
Mow the lawn every day.
I was just like,
save
I want to finish
planet.
This drink.
I'm
going to
save the
go.
Planet this year.
Drink and leave the world unseen.
All right. Now, if we get and to the end of the year and the planet's still around, it'll be because of me.
Hello, Mr. Planet. He's still here. Milo was right. Mr. Planet just called and
saved
that
the planet.
Like, here.
That sounds like a technicality to me.
I'm going to save the planet from itself.
I'm go back to your vacation, Mr. Planet. We'll take care of it.
Amongst the trees is never met. Mr. Planet.
Mr. Planet.
You don't mean...
Sing me a tune.
But what about Pete Goldie?
Pete Goldie. What happened to Pete Goldie? Why wasn't he at the show?
He was
doing
sick,
chair
man.
Like the rest
sick,
of us. He's
sick,
always sick. What kind of drugs does this boy do all the time?
He's not sick.
He's a sickly old scientist, tottering and shoddering to the show.
Exhausted from the
and from all the knowledge. And yeah, those egg-headed scientists in the big planetariums. You know, he's one of those guys.
He is. He's
and
like
he has to hike all the way down from the highest planetariums.
Remember
to
the planetarium the projector they were all worked up about during the election? Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the one in the White House?
The one that someone was appropriating money for.
This is from that movie where the guy gets picked up by the UFOs.
Oh, that must hurt.
And it's 45 minutes of this. It's great. You know, one word in the whole thing where he goes, I forget what.
Yeah,
he
I love
finds
that
the
one.
Alien suits. He finds the little things they put on.
Their suits?
Yeah,
right. And he hides in them. He hides in one
is
of
that,
them.
Okay, yeah.
And then they flush him through some
like
kind of exhaust pipe or something.
Right. And he poops back out into Montana.
Yeah.
And then when he sees syrup, he freaks out.
What movie
syrup.
Is this? Oh, my God. Chinatown.
Very syrup dishes.
It's something fall or fire something.
Fire fall?
The fire on the hill or the fire in the sky.
Yeah, fire in the sky.
Fire in my
like
seat.
Yeah.
The fire in
it's
my pants.
It's about UFO spirits.
Release the bloodhounds of
Famagorgon.
Ah, these hounds shall tear their flesh. And
Chiba, Chiba, Chiba.
Barking Chiba. Chorus of frogs will not divert us from our
Viva
purpose.
Chiba.
With nacho cheese. Oh, we got a
rated
vacuum.
R.
I got to clean up here.
Just like the show.
Right on.
You get a gold star.
You'd be so sad if the.
I am sad.
I'll be right back.
Me comprendre.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Sad, sad for the missing creosote fence.
Of the puzzling evidence
desert
show.
Desert lot that never
you.
Was, though once was
live
to be.
On KPFA.
You are number one.
94.1 FM on your radio dial. With KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. Whoa, whoa. And KCFR.
Bringing the best to you. Live.
The best of times.
Streaming consciousness.
The worst of times.
And other.
The New York Times.
Trivia.
It may be trivia to some, but of course, one never knows the importance of a detail.
We're doing show in here.
I'll cover up.
Almost 420.
Oh, really? Well, that would be apropos. Strangely, ironically appropriate. Coincidentally apt. Yes, exactly. So, these are alien beings from
these are the suits
another star system?
The suits make them look like a little almond eye-shaped thing.
How do you
get
one of these
Yeah, but they can
suits?
Get, a human can get in one.
What do they look like inside the suit?
That's how they can escape.
They look sort of like, you describe it
like
stick
a gray.
People.
Kind of like a gray with sticks
Do
on
they look insect-like?
Yeah, gray. A little more toward insect than our anthropoid-like features.
Ah, I see. So they come from completely different
And they have little surgical bays, and they work on humans, and then...
Oh, no.
Did he get pooted out as a routine thing, or did he escape? I can't remember. And then his friends pick him up, and he's yelling and screaming about it.
I
you
see the
PETA
versus the vegetarians.
Vegetarians, yeah. That's the nice year. That's 96, the first year. And tomorrow I'll be editing the next year in which chainsaws were used to cut the pig heads. And Kimmerick was aiming the chainsaw detritus at people.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the stuff I'll be editing tonight. Tonight. Oh, yeah, and I've also got to edit the Ask Dr. Hal show to get specific idea about where the dinosaur quotes are. I'm going to go back in. I think the movie's starting.
I'm going back in.
Are the dinosaur?
I'm going to stick here in the snack bar.
Where the prickle okay, would you bring some? Play.
Yeah, you need
would
some
you
more
bring me a Jamba,
Jamba juice?
And yeah. Seven yeah. is heard.
How many of those have you had, man?
Seven? Is that cool? Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, great.
You're not going to drive, are you?
Oh, I'm driving right now,
drink,
tell you what.
Drive, don't drink it.
Well, don't drive Miss Daisy.
I don't care if a man's green or
it
blue
is 420 now. But does anybody remember
does that mean anything
725?
To you?
No.
725?
Nobody
remembers that. Nobody even with the movie Valkyrie that. Out, nobody yeah. ever thinks about 725.
725, well, that's a little bit rich for my blood.
I can't remember how many generales, I have to look that up, how many generals got smooshed in the explosion.
Smooshed.
Was eight. It like six? Oh, eight.
Six or eight.
Six or eight. Yeah, Moltke on those guys? All the heavies, did they all get herded by the von Stauffenberg?
That was July 25th plot against the Führer's life.
Yeah, it almost worked. Oh, and you know what? There's another reason to see that, if anybody cares.
I'd like to.
It's probably the last time you see Tempelhof Airport. They use a lot of the airport for various places in Berlin, like SS headquarters. And it's just so cool to see this old-style, you know, not very large, old-style airport that was made for super connies, you know, that kind of technology.
Yeah.
Beautiful place, but it's gone now.
I like
now.
When
I
super
they've
connies
started
got really her own place to get to.
Well, and what I think they use...
Super Bob just comes in right after.
Are you saying they recreated it, or they filmed it?
No,
there?
Tempelhof had been closed. There were big protests about wrecking it, and everybody realizes you got to get it out of there. The real estate's too valuable. So I think soon after
it's
they shot
a church
that,
on
it was
Jamba
wrecked.
Juice on that thing.
Yeah, put some Jamba Juice on it in the church.
Oh, look at that. Somebody got juice all over
the church is Jamba Juice.
The scenes are in the Johnson Recreational Area out near
I want to start a place called Jamba Juice, but I want it to be like
about 10 miles from this ranch. And that's a place where you can see
J-O-M-B-U-H.
Amazing rock piles, and you can do all kinds of micro photography there.
You could? Wow.
Yeah, it's a really gorgeous rock multi-use area.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
A lot of chewed up roads, a lot of four-wheel drive.
What's that trumpet blowing going on?
Not me, man.
The Archangel.
That's, yeah, exactly.
Gabriel.
That's somewhere else.
Yep. Heaven's opening up at 5 a.m. It swallows us up.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah?
Excellent. Okay, man, I guess. Yeah. You know, you had all... That's the Jamba Juice talk,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Where's those vegetarians?
Oh, those are the vegetarians being...
Jamba.
That's Al Speltek, who's yelling things like, little baby Jesus was a little piece of meat when he was born. You know? Through this thing, it's like really nice. You'd like that machine. You just you just
that's
talk,
machine,
and it's
I'd like
really,
to have
really
been,
loud.
Yeah.
It is weird.
I'd like to have been there then, but I wasn't
be there then.
There then.
You were joking about
there was no there then.
Joking but, about what?
That Jamba Juice thing, converting the airport into a Jamba Juice.
Boy,
there was a gigantic pyramid stadium in Memphis. They converted the whole thing into a Bass Pro Shop.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the
result? I went through there once and got a speeding ticket because I was staring at that amazing building.
Yeah.
It's so incredible. Why don't we have one of those? We need 10 of those.
Well, yeah, exactly. How
that's
much taxpayer
right.
money was spent on that thing? And now it's a Bass
Pro
Shop.
What was it? What was it originally?
It was that stadium. Remember
that
they
was
had
the
big,
stadium?
They had the big Tyson fight there.
Oh, right. I didn't think about the exterior.
With the guy parachuting in and the crowd beat him up?
Yeah, what was the deal with that?
He
what an amazing
in and
thing.
Then the crowd beat him up.
Why'd they beat him up?
I think it's like he...
It's a safety thing.
He ticked everyone off for parachuting in.
Yeah, and where was this?
This was at a fight.
So did he
maybe
have to go? Did he have to go
fight?
Up in the rafters of this building and
I don't
and
know.
Base jump?
I don't know.
Hey, in fact, there's a side note to that. I should probably write that in. In the... if you go to, it says on the Bay Bridge a long time ago, that's our bridge walk.
Uh-huh.
So after we came down, we're at the base, and there's a fire station right here, and that's the only, like, scary part. You have to kind of scoot across this tarmac, like, before somebody just opens the door and comes out. And I see, you know, like, corner of my eye, I see Batman here. And I'm going, holy fuck, and I turn, and these two base jumper guys land right in front of us.
Wait, you can say that now?
And
no,
thought,
you can't say that now.
No, and they
we edited that part.
We're
going to take it
that,
out in the mix.
In the live mix.
And
you're
they thought we were the cops.
You won't hear it on the air.
All right.
Yeah, you didn't. What? Yeah, that was a wild night. So we went and had tea and coffee.
And you could actually witness that for yourself. on YouTube, Puzzling Evidence TV. It's posted out there now, so please check that out. It's there's a video of that out there.
Oh, okay. Do you have video of the vegetarian thing
YouTube Puzzling Evidence TV?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
and you'll
like
see a lot
that.
Of puzzling evidence has been very active lately.
I don't remember what happened in 98.
Well, I was in it. I mean, that was like the first week I was here in California, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to look. It was in September, right?
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up, because I don't remember. Did the vegetarian, did we do stuff? Did they do stuff? Did somebody do stuff?
As far as stuff meaning what?
Vegetarians and PETA and stuff?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, okay. And the same with the chainsaw thing, and there was a guy dressed up as a cow.
Because I was thinking about doing a Vimeo edit that would be all 3 years, just like the best of all three.
Yeah. That'd be great.
And not have to restrict that to 10 minutes, because there was some amazing weird stuff happening.
Stewart had a rolling podium.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I see that you rated a video in Japanese.
It was a couple of animals. It's a crazy one.
That's great.
But did you see, I rated one where a young lady wet her pants.
Yeah.
I know, it's pretty juvenile, but it was really a funny tape. And they had no ratings. You know, it's like people who have 213, like me, 213 people looked at the thing over 3 years.
Right.
I always feel like, come on, dude.
Somebody.
You
know? Yeah.
They weren't in the Navy, but they didn't have any ratings.
Give them a big star, because they at least... They were able to, yeah. Like the lady who fell on her butt off the table. That was pretty funny. There's so many of those. What am I saying?
A lady who.
I just like to go to the fail sites and watch that. I did that this morning.
Cracked her rear end like a nut.
I watched endless fail videos.
Oh yeah.
They make you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and humi.
Making Wellman guffaw and defying the law.
Are they using that for a tag now? Fail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's huge. And
what's
even
fail
a guy
videos?
Well, fail is like police fail, and I put up one called that. It's actually too complicated. It's four words. Mine is head ramp. It's on my site. I can't remember anymore what it's called. Head bike ramp head fail.
No,
I think it is.
Excuse me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the
okay.
guy at the junkyard.
And who gave you this unlikely moniker?
Well, it's just been out there for years. It's the kids falling on their face on stovepipes, and it's the it's the endless. Oh, it's like this morning I was watching the cop
America's
who forgets to put the camera in his car is going as the car flies down the street backwards because he forgot to put the brake on.
America's extreme videos and all those.
And so fail is just all the horrible fallings and crashes, and sometimes funny, sometimes horrific mistakes that these so-called humans have in their so-called lives. Okay, we're going to those lives now. Chapter 18, Your Life.
This doesn't look like a very comfortable life.
It's not. It's the life of the show. And it's all squeaky.
Well, that is slightly disappointing, but as you know, not...
Is that why you're here? Because of the show?
The life of the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lifeblood and heartbeat of the show occurs now.
Yeah.
And nobody even knows.
One of these days,
right in front of us. The show's growing and growing.
Growing and by leaps and bounds. It's amazing how much the show has grown over the last few years. The readership and listenership has both increased because people read that. Some people read the show.
Read the show, yeah.
It goes out in special
subtitles, yeah.
Like. It's a special subtitle that you can hear with your ears.
Yes, you can.
Or some other instrument.
Conducted through your
brain pain.
Audio excitability that you can plug into your brain pain.
Pack your bags
and the video that we know you'll love.
Get ready for the sex goddesses to
whip
you on up to the UFOs.
You wear your best costumes and you bring your coolest, most weird buttons and
unbutton everything.
You'll unbutton everything and you'll hang around in the hot tub with Dr. Hal. He's always in the hot tub.
Always?
A lot, very, very frequently. If you can't find him, you just check out one of the various hot tubs.
Org, and you can look at see him on camera.
There are several of them there.
There I am.
And Dr. Hal, there he is, see?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's in the raining hot tub. The one
it is raining, yes. During the rain
tub.
Of terror.
Warm, warm, water rains down on
cool,
you.
Feels clear water.
While you're in the hot tub. Just like a shower.
Yeah, radio
but
water.
It's like a summer shower.
See, there's a turtle trapped under there.
It's like you're naked and you're being covered in hot chocolate.
And talcum powder and... You don't care because
well,
you're going to be
escaping
in
into the water like
somebody beats the back of your head with a stick, but it's a really light stick and it's a feel-good type beat.
Yeah, it's made out of old.
It's like a kendo stick, you know. It's made out of
sure you don't have
bamboo and pipe cleaners.
Yeah,
it's like being scratchy hit by a back stick that wants to be your friend.
It is. It's a stick. It's a stick. It's a friendly stick. When you get beaten with it, you don't care. You're actually glad
the
to get
radio
beaten
dog
with it.
Doesn't scare you anymore.
Yeah, and you like your movies in widescreen format.
Yeah, you always press watch in HD. But something's wrong. It just doesn't feel
what could
right.
That be? It's the last few days of George W. Bush.
And then
and then we won't have him to kick around anymore.
Saturday night, there's a Vice President Cheney showing up Tuesday morning. Vice President Cheney will be in the swimming upstream in the Obama masses with a bunch of Secret Service guys.
I believe it, but you know, because I knew something like that would happen. Because
as many as can get there with suits. Yeah,
who's you don't have Biden to run the president anymore. They need somebody in there. They're going to probably bring Cheney in.
Cheney?
No.
Otherwise, Cheney's going to be wandering around out in the actual. He'll be out there with us.
In fact, well, Tuesday morning.
At least
I mean,
when
I'm
he was vice president, we knew where he was.
A little bit far fetched.
If they don't do something with him and like bring him back into Obama's administration somehow, he's going to be out in the masses.
I'll
just
tell you
wandering
where he's
around.
Wednesday morning and from then on. If where's you go down to the financial district, you'll see Vice President Cheney with a tin cup and a sandwich board.
That's right. He's going to be
you're
begging.
You're going to see him there, I promise.
He's going to be begging.
And then you'll see it on YouTube a few
days. And you know
later,
what? The thing about it is he doesn't need the money. He's just begging just because he likes it.
Well, he's mad.
He's mad.
He's going to get back to power. He's going to take over.
I think Obama's going to bring him back in because Obama would rather have him inside than outside.
Yeah. And we'll never get rid of him.
That's right.
And he'll shoot at just anybody when thought, who tries to
now
get him
Bush,
out of the
office. Bush is going to go. He's out
he's
to Crawford
player.
Already, you know.
Yeah, he's in Dallas. Some high-polluting area of Dallas. That really surprised me.
Well, that's where Crawford is.
Oh, really?
Somewhere in Dallas.
I got all
Texas.
Wrong. I thought Crawford was, like, far away from
peaceful
Dallas.
Little
like, a little way far away from
seductive
Dallas.
Rural retreat.
Every
see,
place
I don't know
is
nothing.
Far away from every place else
and
in Texas.
Lush riparian lands.
It's the biggest state.
Plenty of land.
It's the biggest state in the country.
Yep. And
Alaska's not bigger because it's really not in the country.
I laugh at how many states fit into Mother Russia.
Yeah. 11 time zones.
Yeah.
11.
11.
11. Do you know how many time zones are there?
Wait, don't tell me, There are,
it's ridiculous.
11.
Oh, look at that.
You know how many time zones in America?
Wait, don't tell me.
I think maybe three or four, depending on if
me.
You're in the mountain states and you're in that one area that thinks
they
that
got,
they better have
they got
like
Jamba Juice over there. In
yeah,
the
they do.
States.
They got
where's Jamba Juice? All over the place.
Yeah, it's in Denver, I think, or Leadville or
Mile
something.
High City.
Leadville.
Jamba Juice.
Leadville,
Jamba
Colorado.
Juice. Oh, it's haunted, but you know.
You ever been to Leadville?
Zombies.
Leadville's a cool town
it
to
is.
Visit.
I've been there, yeah.
Just put your pedal to the metal and zoom
when you're
into
in
Leadville, Leadville.
You can take a tour of a silver mine or a lead mine or some kind of lead.
What,
some kind
where
of
is
mine.
This Leadville what?
In Colorado.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. You know best. I'm just here to follow along. Now, what about these foundations? When would you say
well,
they were
I wanted
were
to go to Leadville for this.
Leadville. Well, lead was a commonly used building material.
That's where Ina slathered me in saliva.
In what? Oh, in salad
that
oil.
Burning salad dressing.
Oh, I went to that. Oh, no.
No,
that
no,
one.
You were at your, yeah, you yeah, were at right. the, you yeah. and the funny John Hell and Sandy Claus thing.
Sanity Claus. I'm glad the contract included that.
Oh, that's Leadville? How can that be?
Leadbelly playing in Leadville, yes. But, officer,
It's all emo music.
But Ossifer.
But how will they ever...
Okay, Golly, what is it, Golly? What is it, Golly?
Including Alaska and Hawaii.
Yep, that would be the deal. Alaska and Hawaii are thrown in dirt cheap.
Yeah, they get those for no extra charge.
Isn't there another one in the middle of the Atlantic?
Atlantic, the vast icy Atlantic.
Yeah,
join us on a cruise to oceans where Drake never sailed.
I think so.
Our vast imperial expansion has brought us several Australian platforms where nobody lives.
Where are you talking about Ponape?
Yeah.
Put upon.
Obviously, you've never been there, man. It's pretty cool. Where would be? Oh, Christmas Island might be like that. The little protected areas that Bush just signed in.
The Marianas.
Yeah, who would want to go to the Marianas? Ew, Saipan. They protected Saipan.
The Saipanese are probably
happy.
When
you go to Saipan, go to Marpy Point.
So it didn't pan out?
Then you'll see why they protected it.
They're probably happy about it, those people that live there.
People that live there.
They wouldn't be doing anything otherwise.
Yeah, they'd just be eating Spam, looking out at the water. Delicious Spam. Spam.
We'll all be eating Spam.
Saipan, where else? A whole bunch of the northern end of the Hawaiian Islands and... yeah.
Well, you can't ever give up the good fight. Clear the names of the innocents.
1972, Saipan's airport was just like some poles and some corrugated steel poo. But you could, and there were only two hotels, Royal Taga and another one.
Like they're prone to cyclones, aren't they? So, I mean, that's
tornadoes.
Yeah, cyclones.
Well, they have a rainy season that's pretty wild.
Monsoon.
But not as bad as other islands farther.
Okay.
Closer to the equator. And man, some of the best. You can go on YouTube. Go to the YouTube and look at, just type in Saipan Marpy Point or Saipan the Grotto.
All right.
And that's a place I used to go diving a lot, the Grotto. It's different now. Some of it looks like part of it collapsed.
Is it like expensive
to make it? To do what?
To go on vacation?
I don't know. I've never. I went a long time ago and I wasn't on vacation. I wasn't. Things were a lot different then. That was a long time ago, and I was just thinking about visiting there again, or at least nearby divey places before.
What a dump!
Can you do that?
Is this mic on?
No.
What a dump!
Obviously, I'm
not. This mic is still on.
Forget it, man. Forget it. I'm just going to go home because there goes my whole vacation idea. Just down the. It's. I'll call it a dump. While it's just watching TV.
Military outpost.
Yeah. You guys want another beer?
Yeah.
I do.
Beer and sugar.
I
want to
have
more
wine,
donuts?
But I don't want to dump it on the equipment.
I'm
going to
leave
time.
The snack bar now.
Oh, yeah. Are you twittering to tell
I'm
everybody?
Twittering from the
snack
bar.
The snack bar now.
Taking my first steps away from the snack bar.
Okay.
Ah.
It's funny the way he walks.
And
let's go.
Let's
get lost in space.
Yeehaw! Depress the space bar.
You nattering ninny.
Yeah, one of the best. Doctors.
Will, please save me, Will.
Ah, those were the days.
You nattering ninny.
They're like, they have like.
See, that's who should be president. Is Dr.
Yeah,
Smith.
Dr. Smith. What happened to Dr. Smith? Man, he was great.
I remember seeing his obituary, but I don't remember.
He
was
so good.
He was amazing. Perfectly placed. The only guy on the show worth watching.
Yeah, he actually made the show.
Yeah,
it was.
Else was so
it wasn't
pink,
for him.
But I watched.
It
just
was like
for
cardboard
Smith.
Characters, except for Dr. Smith.
Yeah. And his
like,
interaction with the robot, because he always treated the robot
like
badly,
like a no good bastard child. He beat that robot like a redheaded stepchild. Man, he was mean to that robot. I used to cry at night. I'd say, why won't Dr. Smith be good to the robot?
Lighten up on the robot.
Robot doesn't care. Please, lighten up on the robot.
I'm doing the robot. Robbie, you're so
I used to write letters to the script writers and say, please,
killed the caller with robot kindness.
Oh, sorry, caller. I didn't mean to kill you with robot kindness. It was just a sample of the kind of love we give here. It's tough love.
We'll break you down.
Well, we will break you down up. And wear you out, mister. You get back in the back seat where you belong.
The other thing is scary. You should never watch a show where people appear in bubbles and float around.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
I have the complete 6-season set of Lost in Space.
Is that the bubble show?
How many shows were there? Oh, 6 seasons.
Six seasons. They used to make
watch that much.
You have
32 shows per season.
Well, you could have it always on in the background, and you'd be absorbing.
Also,
I have two or three TVs on to cover all the stuff.
They went
to
the Trona Pinnacles to do their. I was just looking at the.
They
I saw a model
did?
Of the. They had a name for it.
I thought their set was entirely stage bound.
Yeah, glass sort of, and they could kind of like tootle around other worlds, and the Trona Pinnacles can stand in for other worlds real easy. Although as kids, we used to crack up because there were roads in the other worlds where
nobody's been. Those?
Those are south of Death Valley, just to the southeast of the town of Trona, and it's like a.
They're not related to Troma films, are they?
No, it's a state park. It's pretty surreal, and it's sort of out of the way enough so nobody ever goes there. People live in Trona, avoid them like the plague. Because at night, the Pinnacles walk around and steal their children, and then they.
So weak, so utterly cowardly.
There he is.
Sleazy and selfish in every way. He was.
Who are you talking about?
Dr. Smith on Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah, he was selfish and self-serving complete traitor.
He didn't even act like
he was a total traitor.
Liar.
He was a liar.
He sabotaged the Jupiter.
He was everything that represents the American culture.
Well, is that what it was? A critique of American.
Dr. Smith was America.
Dr. Smith was America.
Remember that PBS special? Dr. Smith's America.
Ivan Stang took his name, as we know, and so the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
But,
there we go.
What I would love was the one where the ship was finally going to get back to Earth. But it was moving at such a speed that because of a mistake of Dr. Smith, it would fly in at such a high speed it would circle the Earth and then disappear over the edge of the galaxy.
Yeah.
It would actually fly out of the galaxy.
Because they couldn't keep it, they couldn't slow it down, right?
Yeah, they couldn't slow it down to make the turn.
Yeah, in space.
In space, you have to, you have to hang a left at that one dead planet where the burnt out stump.
Screwed it up.
Exactly.
If you don't hang a left on the planet with a burnt stump in the creek next to the creek, you're going to miss your turn.
You'll never get back to the road. Yeah. You'll never.
You won't even know it was there. It happens so fast when you're going at like 12. Warp,
You'll be out asking for directions from people just by an asteroid or a comet, and
Dr. Smith would have never asked for directions anyway.
Hey, I heard they had a show for Michael Pepe recently where they were just mean to him the whole time, and I think that's a travesty.
That's horrible.
Yeah, mean I think to the that's robot, you mean?
Mean to Michael Pepe.
Michael Pepe.
Oh, Michael Pepe.
The Michael Pepe mean show.
Well,
I mean,
of course, I'm used to it by now.
I know you're used to it. It's amazing. You've got the thickest skin of any person I've ever met.
I've seen Philo try to flay that skin at Burning Man.
Antipepitism. It's none of
it. It is. It's pepitism, isn't it?
I do not have a body odor. I do not.
I know you don't. You're one of the sweetest smelling guys I've ever smelled.
So I smell like a rose.
You do. You do.
Buried in violet lavender, and I do not hog the microphone.
No, you don't. You never hog the microphone. You're always giving it away, trying to give it to other people. You're one of the most accommodating.
I go out into the streets
performance artist I've ever known
and just hand out microphones and just in the hopes that they'll become performers. That's all I want is for other people to do well. And
I know it's amazing how well that you've been going to do other people well for so long.
And yet this is what I get. This show,
is what you get.
This isn't right.
How do we make it right? How do we make it right?
Well, all I can, you know, it's certainly no wonder that I unfortunately don't have the pleasure of attending the Dr. Hal show because of this kind of,
you're going to have to listen to that recording,
that's all.
They just make a whole show out of abuse Michael Pappy.
Yeah.
How do we unabuse you?
Hawaiian shirts. That makes
me, I'm disabused for that notion. Have you heard people using disabuse a lot?
What's the deal with that?
Maybe Bush said it one time.
I think that they think they sound smarter when they say disabuse.
I'm disabused in my faith in humanity, but if you are disabused of something, then being abused would be the opposite. So if you are disabused of your faith in humanity, when you were abused, you would have faith in humanity.
You mean starting back at the time of when you were chased around town by the Boston Strangler?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was disabused and abused at that time.
Yeah. And then when you were
used... How do we undo that?
When you were used in the sex industry.
How can you undo when I...
When they chewed up your soul. By not telling you that it wasn't supposed to be real sex.
And Whitman tried to knock me off from the tower.
Whitman? Oh, yeah. With the sampler?
Yeah.
Whitman,
throwing
chocolates hard.
From the top of the Texas Tower.
Yeah.
Those little orange ones, you know?
Yeah, and they hurt,
they're the last ones. They're the last ones left in the box.
I had the right kind for them.
They're really old. They're really hard, like little pebbles. And fling!
Yeah, they're like the little packets they put in to absorb moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I used before the packets.
Imagine if you had all of those in the world, you got them wet at once, and you could explode the whole world.
Jesus. If you go to the Ubu Web...
Like Dr. Doom?
I want to, when is Dr. Doom going to be in a movie?
When Judas Priest plays live at your apartment.
Yeah, what?
Do you ever go to Ubu Web and search for Michael Pappy?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah, he's got half of my greatest hits collection, which is only an hour. He's got less than half of it actually. I have all that stuff here if I wanted to listen to it. But
you should. You should listen to
Do you listen to your own stuff? No.
Oh, all the time.
Oh, do you?
Absolutely.
God, who would do that?
Just listen to your own voice.
Well, I don't sleep much,
Bill Talon used to do that. He used to watch videos of himself all the time. I suppose that's how you get to be a...
And those just put him to sleep, eh?
That's how you get better.
Yeah. You practice.
Every day in every way. Yeah.
So I can hear that you've got your radio on in the background. That's
your radio
on.
You mean VoIP or Vonage or Skype?
What happened?
Now we're live.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh my God! What? You just said what happened twice because it flipped back again.
What happened? What happened? It flipped back into a separate reverse time stream.
Michael Pepe's entered a reverse interpolating loop, self-feeding.
It's like the guy said.
Self-feeding loop.
We're not going to get out of it either.
I'm in a time hole.
Not at least for another.
We're stuck in the time hole.
Another 10 or 12 minutes at least.
Yep. Wormhole.
We thought maybe it'd be a love Michael Pappy show.
That'd be sweet.
We're going to wash your little brain.
And we're going to tell everybody how great you are the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
And even if it is stretching the truth, it's still going to be, something that you deserve.
Well, I'll try to get up and then give the microphone away because...
You should wear one of those things around your face. You should wear like one of those things, around your face that's like a...
That was 97?
So instead of Pepe Palouse, this
I guess that was 97, 11, 14, 97. So it would have been
Monterey,
relative to that
Monterey
time.
Pep Festival.
Yeah, this would be like the Pepe Palova.
Yeah.
Lovapalooza.
Lovers.
Peppy parade. Okay.
The summer of Peppy love.
Meow, meow, meow. Okay, when is it? I'll be there. I'll introduce. I'll do it.
Okay.
So
we'll start working on that.
Next week.
There might be a scheduling conflict, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Because of the time hole.
Yeah.
The time hole. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're stuck in a loop right now. So.
Plus 420 guy wants to kill the world.
Right.
Really? Well, the only way out of this then is a big sugar sound loop.
You know, this is like
a, yeah, we got to get a sugar. We got to go to the sugar hole.
Yeah, and eat the sugar.
Now, is it the sugar hole or the dough hole? I can't remember which one it is.
The sugar hole because of the added, the vitamin sugar that is added.
Yeah, and you can get dough at any hole, right?
Right.
Hole
pretty
dough.
Much.
Pretty much.
Dough.
Here on the show,
black
you can.
Black hole.
We
the black holes didn't suck the world in. Wow.
How do you know?
Collider.
How do you know?
Because there was supposed to be a black hole created.
Yeah, how do you know it didn't happen? How do you know this is the last 3 seconds of your life right now?
That's what it is.
No, right now.
No, just right then.
No, wait, now.
That's what I'm saying.
You could be You could be on the way to death right now and not even know it.
Now,
or you could be on your way
like
to your job.
LSD trip.
The music just seems, machine music goes on forever. It's like being in a bad nightclub.
Yeah, on LSD.
You really want to go home. Yeah, in the LSD, you can't drive.
Like wide awake. LSD. You don't want to talk to your mother. You can't drive.
No, I don't.
You're trying to mix beer and LSD, and it doesn't work.
You name your children Flipper.
You name your
children. All of them.
You're
wow.
You're going to have children on the way home.
You did have children on the way home, and a divorce, and you got remarried.
In the billboard by the side of the road, a skull and crossbones. No crossbones, just the skull.
Just a skull.
In the sand gun.
Mm-hmm.
Tumbleweed and... what do they call those?
Jamba juice.
Cottonweed. That's supposed to be the tree the tree of the old west. West.
Yeah, you're really echoing now, man. You need to turn that radio.
Need to check some technical stuff.
Turn the radio.
Check the tech, man.
Check the tech. Snap the camera.
If you do a search for Philo Drummond. My website is the first thing that comes
arm
up.
In the window.
Isn't that amazing?
That's
amazing.
I want my way. Give the people their website.
I remember this one.
It seems like this Nixon rally has been going on for hours and
lots
hours.
Of drums, machines. This was the first band that I could remember that, you
is
know,
that
got
like
away with having a drum
Nixon
machine for a drummer.
To Ralph Fielding Snell by delegate vote of 477 to 31 on this historic occasion. Beautiful January morning by the formaldehyde factory where the first shoots of spring have knocked out some bacon.
Right, really. It's not what you think it is.
It's exactly what you think it is. Eyeball, the motion picture. It's about what you think it's about. Eyeball, the motion picture.
Oh, so you were saying the crawling eyeballs?
The crawling eye.
The crawling eye, I like that one.
Was it scary?
Yes, I did find it scary.
I thought it was scary, and I saw it. The first time I saw it was in a double bill with the brain that wouldn't die.
Ooh, that's
That
nice.
Was really scary. The crawling eye and the brain that wouldn't die.
Wow, we got to see that at the film festival.
Yeah, there's going to be a film festival before too long.
Well, we've got to show those. The brains.
Once it warms up a little bit.
Anything about brains, you know, exposed brains is good.
Exposed to the blinding light of
any kind
self-examination. Yes, now we're going to know everything about your private thoughts and have
right.
them on YouTube
just
for all the
a,
world to see.
Yeah,
only they'll be edited
MRI
by some third party, and so it'll be all out of context.
Yeah.
Millions of micro-nano cans will photograph
right.
you
they're
day and night from every angle in real time.
Using voice prints to find out what happened.
Welcome to voice print identification.
That's right. You'll have to think the right thoughts, or you won't be able to get in.
Not to mention getting
right
out.
And you'll have
what
to...
about getting out?
think that you have the right identity.
You have the right to a hot turkey sandwich.
That you will have to...
Irish soda bread.
Oh, this is interesting.
Think that you're yourself so hard.
You have the right...
Think you're yourself, but you're
really
not.
Do a rutabaga milkshake. If you do not care for a rutabaga milkshake, another type of milkshake will be provided.
Then your identity won't be cohesive enough.
You have a right to a mayonnaise full body massage.
If you find your way out, then
Sven,
let me know.
So let's start that massage now.
Oh, that's right. And then the prisoner just died.
Hey, this is a little bit too rough.
Yeah, Patrick McGowan. Yeah, it's been a hard year for people.
Yeah, that was the other guy I was trying to remember who died.
He lived a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger.
He died really.
Yeah, but he was also the prisoner.
Yes,
he was a danger man.
Danger man.
Depends on when you start, but yeah,
the prisoner. He was so great.
Beware of that tall, dark
like, just recently. I got all of the first season of The Prisoner.
Oh, somebody better get that. Probably one of the callers. Hey, who died and made you king? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
The other phone's going off. Here, somebody get it.
I don't know, maybe Achilles wasn't king. He was just a guy. Great horse. That's a great picture.
Achilles tendons and... Oh, wow, I see it.
From Troy, the movie. I gotta go walk Achilles.
Achimenides.
Oh, the humanity.
Abobanese.
Humanities.
This looks like a good one. So where do you get these? In stores?
Stores everywhere. No,
Euripides pants, Humanities pants.
These fine ale buns are not available in any store.
Milo's Park is melting in the dark.
This is one of the most incredible record offers ever offered anywhere. And remember, this offer will not be made again, not twice, not 30, or not 600 times.
All the time.
John Denver. Here's a steal of a deal for you. 33 of John Denver's greatest hits and favorites spread over three CDs.
I'm going to kick it.
We're beginning to unkick the show now.
Kick it old school style.
You
live in large, dude.
Yes, living the largeness.
These guys have been eating too many roasted peanuts. And too much Jamba Juice.
Eagle and the Hawk.
Delicious.
And more.
Peanut-flavored Jamba Juice.
That's my favorite, too, actually.
And if you order now this special offer, free.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Danger, Will Robinson.
A dangerous Will Robinson.
One of the
That's
best prophecies ever given to mankind.
The robot was honest, you've got to admit. The robot had probity. Tell me you didn't dislike the robot. Oh, you're saying it was a emergency?
I would gaze at Penny.
Penny?
Were you hot for Penny?
No matter what series
Cartwright.
She was in.
Yeah.
Always Penny.
Were you hot for Penny?
Yeah, I was.
She was cute.
Who did that?
And also, she's the right age group.
Who was she?
I mean, what else do you have? June Lockhart.
Yeah. Angela Cartwright.
Yeah, and you've got the blonde older sister, who's like all the blonde older sisters around you in life at that time.
Cartwright,
and then, you know, Lassie's mom.
Dismembered by the alien in the movie of that name.
And this husband guy that seemed totally disconnected
who,
from
as a child
else
was
in the family.
He wasn't.
She's like, yeah, I read. Guy.
Yeah.
This guy floated around the
perimeter,
He's supposed to be a husband, but he's not really. He does stuff somewhere.
I'll go over to that crater.
Oh, somebody just sent me a YouTube video of the Lost in Space. The original CGI Lost in Space trailer.
Cool.
I should send that to you. The CGI.
And then the grandfatherly guy. What's his name?
That's
great.
Grandfather.
It's got Dr. Smith in it. Wonderful.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wrong show.
Yes,
wrong.
I'm going to send
wrong
it to
memories.
You.
Oh, wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of the monkeys.
Right.
Anybody ever seen the TV movie about the monkeys?
TV movie about the monkeys? Like the TV movie about the Three Stooges that didn't actually use
If you haven't seen it, too bad.
Did you know that Neil Diamond wrote I'm a Believer? The monkey's book? Nice, that's right. Now he's saying it again on the relay.